Psychism Today. This is Aratima. Let's look at what it means to be psychic, and especially today in today's time. It's 2018, and what we really understand around being psychic. If we look at the definition in the thesaurus, it means that we are referring to the soul. It means to some very, very deep inner thought. And that's really what it is. Your psyche is your soul, and the psyche can develop. We got the word psychology that comes from that. And so it refers to the soul. And when we talk about being psychic, it refers to the fact that we somehow have access to information from the soul or directly to somebody's soul, the soul world, and retrieving information or registering information that is not easily accessible through the outer five senses. So usually we know that a psychic reads somebody's future or tells you, you know, when to move, who to marry, or, you know, all these little things of what will happen in the world. And because soul constantly evolves and changes, the readings cannot be correct. We can only see and refer to what's happening in this present moment, and then everything moves and changes. Now, in the past, the exercise was about looking out into the psychic realm and then reading it or receiving information. And there are many ways to do that. And some people even use tarot cards or crystals or all kinds of crutches, or just read directly, noticing through the body. So the element of empathy comes in there as well, being empathic, open to feeling. And we do know that the psychic realm is an area that allows us to experience energy and to give and take energy. So it's an area we need to be cautious and also impeccable with. And it has certain rules, just the way the more denser realm also has rules. Now, today, how is it that we're doing psychism, being psychic in today's world? Really, if we really look at that now we are in a course that wants to refer to you as the self, to who you really are, and wants to take you out of the circular experience, the circular evolution of the soul, which is still time and space, and allows you to fall back into the center, into the beginnings of all beginnings, the beginning that has no beginning. Then we are invited to not go out into the psychic realm, into the dream world, because the psychic is sort of like a dream world. It's a subtle realms of heaven and hells. But to actually stay put, to not move out and to stay put completely. And then what is it good for? Isn't it a way then where we can literally read ourselves, where we basically allow ourselves to be sensitive and aware to our own information that arises from within? What really makes us joyful? What really drives us? What is really wanting to emerge, and to be sensitive to that, being able to be psychic, to be able to know oneself on the soul level, and to be able to embody that and to express it. So the more you know yourself as your soul, you naturally recognize other souls and you recognize their energy movement, and you're naturally becoming psychic. So it's actually really much easier to know oneself. Now, after the matrix was dissolved, removed, we removed the matrix in 2017 in December. Now there is no maze, and so we don't really have to navigate with cunningness through a maze to somehow get out of the darkness. We don't have to do that. So there's no maze. We don't really have to look out and see, do I go to the right, to the left? What do I do next? Do I go here? Do I take this job? Do I stay longer? What do I do? What do I eat? Essentially, it's really now all available. So being psychic today is really the sensitivity, the feeling and knowing into one's own soul, into one's own self, to be open to that. So the exercise for this year is going to be a little bit different than last year, and the details will be in the work section in the third column. And if you are wanting to still practice with the old 3D method, you can do that as well. You can go back and forth and discover for yourself how that is and learn from your own experience.